At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
9:10 into the 9 o'clock hour we go, and I remember my daddy telling me stories of them swimming across the Mississippi River, of jumping in the water to get bananas, and those of you who have stories, I'd love to hear them at 504-260-1870. Text them in, please, 504-260-1870, your stories, but don't text and drive ever. And then when I was a kid in 8th grade, I remember kids going over to not Algiers Point, but by the park off of Woodland, whatever that was, and using some ropes to swing into the river, and I was tempted to go, and it's a good thing I didn't, because if I had, I'd have drowned for sure. Mississippi River is very, very dangerous, and we thought that we'd talk to Mark Michu about that, a founder and operator of Southeast Louisiana Underwater Search and Recovery. Talk about why the river is so dangerous, and certainly to discourage anybody from swimming in it if they were inclined to do that. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, I'm good. How are you this Monday morning?
I'm all right. So tell me about the Mississippi River, because I remember my daddy telling stories about swimming in the river, and I'm sure a lot of kids did, but I'm sure a lot of kids drowned in eighth grade. When I was in eighth grade, eighth graders were going and swinging from ropes into the river. That's a very dangerous thing to do, is it not?
It can be. Like the, any other water, the Mississippi River does have places that it's actually safe to be in, but most are not. It's a beast, and that's for sure. It's deep. It's wide. A lot of flow. Just to put things in perspective, water is 800 times more dense than the air that we're in. So imagine in high school being in the middle of the hallway and the whole line of the football team just decides to go through from one side to the other. Mm-hmm. You're going with them.
Yeah.
So you have something like that. Now, we did a search a few years ago there for the three children that went off in the water, and they actually weren't swimming. They were playing hide and seek and got swept off. One got swept off by what we believe is going to be wake from a barge. Mm-hmm. And then the other two jumped in to try to effect a rescue, which cost all three of them their lives, mm-hmm. sadly. But the area right there by the bridge, there's almost no current because of the way it lays in there. And they swim there in the summer, but it's mostly wading there. Mm-hmm. So there are places. But for the most part, the Mississippi is something that we have no control over.
Tell me your story, because everybody has a story, and I want to hear yours. You were a Slidell police officer for a long time, and then you became a diver?
Well, I became a diver while I was a Slidell police officer back in 1984. Mm-hmm. And some of the guys that I'd worked with and knew, they scuba dived, and I decided I wanted to learn how to do it. So it started with scuba diving. Then along the way, it went into more of a professional part of scuba diving. Then I went into some recovery work, got into cave diving, which is really beautiful if you like historic stuff, seeing things that nobody has seen in 10,000 years. And then going on to that, got into some commercial diving and some of that on the Mississippi River and other places around there. So kind of a full-rounded gambit of those things. And when I started diving, about a year and a half later, I got a phone call from a tow truck driver operator one night. It was New Year's Eve. He had a car in the water on a canal, and that was the first recovery I ever did of anything. And it just started picking up, and then it became evidence, people. And before I retired, I started doing some of what I do now, looking for missing people, such as teacher Terry Lynn Monette, who I found in Bayou St. John, and got into more electronics using sonar, which I also use in my private business commercially on the Mississippi River when we can, which is usually from August to December when the current is down some.
When it comes to the depth of the river, somebody texted in here, my father-in-law, some of his friends drove in, swam across the Mississippi River, came up about three-quarters of a mile down river from where they jumped in, but made it, thank God. And I never did ask my dad how they got back, but I guess somehow they got back. But when it comes to I remember the people tell me the river is 200 feet deep at some point, 90 feet deep at some point. What is the river bottom here in New Orleans like in this area? Mark, is it, does it taper down? Are there holes where you go from 3 feet to 20 feet? Tell me about that.
Well, yeah, it does taper down. At the edge, I'm going to roughly say 40 feet because a year and a half ago or so, we had a fellow that drove off the Chalmette ferry launch. And it was about 40 feet deep there, which is kind of the norm. Some of the places that I work and we search for pieces that have fallen off barges or pilings, things like that. So roughly it's pretty deep at the edge, and obviously because you have a cruise ship that's berthed there right now. But it goes out a little ways, and then it falls to the middle, whatever the depth is. There's kind of an average depth of about 80 feet during normal water. It can be higher, it can be lower. And then in certain places, such as under the bridge on the west bank, it starts at zero depth, moves down to about 40 feet, and then it does a steep drop to whatever the depth is under the bridge, which I think is in the 100-foot, 150-foot range, roughly. But the middle of the river is like an interstate highway. It's hard, 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 because the current sweeps everything through there. But what it does, everything that's lighter, such as any product coming down the river, sand, dirt, anything else, it kind of throws off to the edges. So there's places that you'll have silt that's 20 feet deep.
So, let me take it from this way. When you go to, I don't know what it's like now because I haven't been, but you see Batcher for a while and then you see the water lapping up against whatever it is, does it drop off suddenly from there or not?
It's going to depend on where you are, because what we call the laminar flow of the water, which is, in essence, it's the main flow. If you pull up Google Earth and you zoom out a little bit, you'll kind of see where the flow runs into, hits the side, bounces, and then moves in another direction, kind of like it ricochets. And when it does that, certain places will be dug out. Places on the inside, imagine an elbow, and if you've ever been up on any other regular rivers like the Pearl River and the Chifunka, on one side you'll have a sandbar, and on the other side you'll see a whole bunch of tree debris and trash and stuff that picks up there. That side is where it digs out. The other side is where it throws the lighter stuff, and that will block entrances. Bayou Bienvenue will have some of that, places like that. So it's really hard to know where it is, and the river's constantly changing too, because one year, like this year, we've had a very high river all year. Mm-hmm. It's liable to change the course a little bit in a few places by digging something out and filling something else back in, such as False River up near New Roads. That was part of the Mississippi River, and over time, it got blocked off, and now it's a lake.
So when it comes to you going down to dive for something in a river, I would imagine there's an immense current underneath the surface. Or does the current increase as you go deeper, or does it decrease? And how do you look for whatever it is you're looking for without being swept downriver?
That's the million-dollar question right there. And I've had calls recently from family members of missing people. This time of year, there's not a lot of diving being done on the Mississippi River. And I don't mean this time of year by June, but at the height of the river, even though it's falling, it's still kind of high. So if, let's just say we have a piling that was hit by a barge and it's got bent and we have to get it out of there, or we have to cut it off at the mud line, if this is in a place that is outside of the flow, we're able to get down there and do it. At low, low river, you still have a lot of current in the middle, and depending on what you might have to do, sometimes they'll put a big tube down there, and the diver goes inside that tube and doesn't go out much more than about 15 feet from it, because if he does, all he can do is hold on, and he may not even be able to do that, and he has to be pulled back up by his hose and what we call an umbilical, which has comm wires, rope, our breathing hose, depending on the breathing gas we're breathing. That's our lifeline to get back in there. So scuba diving is not a thing in the Mississippi River, with the exception of few points that somebody could go in. Baton Rouge, where the casino either is or was just below the bridge, there's a spot there that's kind of an eddy. There's no flow of water, and every now and then somebody fishing there will drown. Baton Rouge Police Department has been able to go in there safely. When we had the children in the river a few years ago, I went in and helmet and hose, commercial gear, but there was almost no flow there. The problem you have is when you have a lot of current, which we do in most of the river below Baton Rouge and even points above, but this is what I'm familiar with, you'll spend so much time just trying to hang on that you can't do anything. And then number two, how do you even know where to look, because you can't see? It's chocolate milk. Mm-hmm. I've had one time in the Mississippi River I could actually see a few feet. So that becomes the issue, is you really can't move around. It's not like being on the ground or in Lake Pontchartrain or something like that. You just really can't. Mother Nature owns all of that. So specific stuff, we use sonar. But again, with the sonar, you've got to be able to get to what you find, or you have to wait for nature to take its course, and hopefully the river, in our case, with search and recovery, will give up its dead and we can get them on the surface after, because even middle of the year when the water's down, there's many times that it's not diveable. And there's, with the exception of one or two little spots, public safety divers, which were the people that would normally do that, are not going in that water because of the risk benefit of what we're doing.
Have you ever been in a situation where you thought that was it, you're done?
I've been fortunate. I haven't.
Okay. Well, that's good. Somebody texted me, a riverboat pilot friend of mine said, my poor mama lived in fear since the dad told her I was going to work on the river. She grew up in Shrewsbury, lost a childhood friend, and went for a swim in the river. I see a quote here in this story from NOLA.com, and it's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, by Casey Bubnash, I'm sorry if I can't see with the glasses. But anyway, saying that, quoting a riverboat captain, saying that he piloted a vessel for 25 years, and it says, even with a life jacket, you can be pulled down. You're not going to swim against the current. It's impossible. The water's so heavy and the velocity's so strong, you're helpless. We'll pick it up here when we come back. If y'all got any questions, we wanted to have Mark Michu on with us. He's a founder and operator of Southeast Louisiana Underwater Search and Recovery. Talk about the river, because we cross it every day. We're on the ferry every now and then, taking the ferry, and I love to take the ferry, but I'm terrified every time I do because I'm no swimmer. 504-260-1870 if you have any questions or comments. We'll be back in a flash, WWL. So today started with me forgetting glasses and having to go get them. Then I grabbed the wrong pair. I want to apologize to Casey Bubnash, who wrote the story about Mark Michu, who we're talking to now, who is the founder and operator of Southeast Louisiana Underwater Search and Recovery, who goes diving in the Mississippi River to recover some things. And if you can, Mark, take me if you can accurately in some way describe what it's like to dive in the Mississippi River. How deep do you go? And if you can't see, how do you even go about making your way around or finding what it is you're looking for?
So I'm getting to be the old guy, so I don't dive a lot in the river anymore unless it's search and recovery. Mm-hmm. The deepest I've been has been about 40 feet in the river, and my skills are limited. I started late in life with the company I work for, so their guys actually do the heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. But to put it in perspective, whether I'm doing a search and recovery for a person or if I'm hired out through Michu Consulting to work with a company such as Associated Terminals, Turn Services, different companies like that, they will either need to locate something on bottom that may be a piece of equipment that needs to be recovered. Mm-hmm. Generally, what we do in this river specifically, instead of just going in blind, which it is all the time, but we mitigate that. We know how to dive in that. What I will do is I have a type of a sonar, and it sits on a tripod. You lower it to the bottom, and it scans just like side scan sonar on a moving boat, but it scans from a fixed position. Anything from 0 to 360 degrees around or any portion of that. So to make it easy, we'll say that somebody drove a car off into the river, such as what happened in St. Bernard. Mm-hmm. So when I lower that down, I look around and I can scan out to different distances depending on what might be in the way, and I find it. Well, when I find it, we bring a diver in. And what I will do is I will put the diver down, and I will find the diver on the sonar, and I will tell the diver, okay, I need you to walk 10 steps forward and stop. So as the sonar refreshes, I see where the diver is, and I can adjust, go 4 steps to the left. He goes 4 steps to the left. He's real close to it. I'll adjust. Then I'll put him on the target, and he'll let us know, hey, I'm on whatever it is, whether it's a car, a piling in the river that we have to cut, different things like that. That's kind of the way you have to do that, because just going in there blindly underwater with the current, even if it's no current, the pressure, and it's not hard pressure that you feel, but you find that even after wading in the water, you get tired because it's so much more dense. So trying to find something in the water with no visibility is taxing because everything's bigger down there. Mm. It's not like just walking out in your yard and looking for the ball that the kid hit over the fence. So trying to do that blindly, just saying, hey, somebody fell off a barge, he's right there. Well, right mm-hmm. there is really, really big, and you have no – that's the big thing. You have no reference of where you just were. So I could miss something by 6 inches, and it might have been 6 miles – and I have no way to know what I've covered or didn't without the use of either some electronics or something like that, which this time of year, because the current is so heavy, I can't put the electronics in without a barge and with about a 900-pound weight to fight the current. But if we're doing all that, one, you got to have a barge. You've got to have the ability to get there. You've got to have something to push the barge. Then you have to have a diver to be able to go in and work it. But if it takes that much to hold my tripod down that weighs 45 pounds, imagine a 200-pound man trying to hold on and even find anything in that. That's where I have to tell so many families that we just can't. And that's why you read a lot about people that are searching, wanting somebody to search for their loved ones. Mm-hmm. But it's literally impossible. There are no machines made to be able to do that, which is what makes rivers like the Mississippi River just so unforgiving.
And while we're focusing on the Mississippi River, you mentioned Terry Lynn Monet earlier, and that case just kind of captured the imagination of everybody. It was a tragedy, but thought she was here, thought she was there, all kind of this, and come to find out, barely got through City Park, right? Is that accurate?
That is correct. It's funny because the guys from Wildlife and Fishery, who are usually out in the marsh, they're like, we're not used to being in town. Mm-hmm. The guys I had met at the time from NOPD is like, we're not used to being outside of these buildings and stuff. So, you know, perception's reality. But at the end of the day, I just followed her path. And when it was all said and done, I did some diving for both. And when it was all said and done, I said, can I go where I want to go? They said, well, that's already been searched. I said, I know, humor me. And I brought in some different search stuff, and it was actually really easy. And we got her home. And like you said, that was big. I watched the crowds grow after we found her and notifications were made. And there were like 10 people, 20 people. And if there weren't 500 to 1,000 people when it was all said and done, there wasn't anybody. It was the community actually owned this event. And that was kind of the beginning of being able to put some new twists on how we search. And in 2017, I started working with all of the metropolitan area dive teams. And this last week, we brought in some teams from the Baton Rouge area. And we have a regional asset now that has a lot of these things and a lot of ability to work together to bring more people home than we ever have.
When it comes to some of the other jobs that you take, are you sometimes looking for evidence, guns or things like that? Do they hire you for that?
We are, and when I'm working through Southeast Louisiana underwater search and recovery, there's no hiring. I fortunately got a small budget, so it helps me with gas, getting around and stuff, but I work with a lot of the agencies. State Police a couple of years ago called. They had a guy, they were in a pursuit on the spillway between 310 and LaPlace, threw two guns out, and in about 3 days, we put some teams together, St. John Parish, St. Charles Parish, Jefferson Parish. We had both guns back, and they were thrown a mile apart. So it was very effective, and that was just a search technique, not so much sonar. We had a man that took his life a little further down the spillway, put together, same thing went in. We were able to find his firearm. So we've had several of those where evidence is involved, and we were able to recover it. And we've had a few that it was so long ago, and we think this might be the spot, and we didn't find anything. But we, besides looking for people, we also do that. We look for evidence and things like that.
I talked to a Jefferson Parish diver. This had to be 30 years ago, and he said a lot of times that, you know, criminals do the same thing over and over and over again, and that resonates.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
...with me, not that I would ever be a criminal, but while, and it goes to life, I guess, Mark, because while it's the first time we may be committing a crime, it's not the first crime that the police are looking at, right? Because people are generally do the same thing over and over. And I guess I'm asking you, what I'm trying to ask you is, when it comes to the detective work involved before you decide where to dive, that's an important part of it?
You bring up a great point. We look at tools sometimes as the end all, and it's not. Mm-hmm. Any more than if somebody gets a $50,000 camera set, it doesn't make them a photographer, and their iPhone or Galaxy may actually take better pictures because they don't understand about filters, f-stops, apertures, things like that to be able to do it, tripods, whatever it is. It takes that trigger time on the camera to really make you really good. Well, the same thing here. This is not the end all. This is just a tool to use it. Human behavior is a huge thing, because 34 years now of being in law enforcement, the last 10 has been kind of freelance working for different agencies, but doing the same thing. You learn that perception is reality. So if I'm looking at it as a policeman, it's like if I'm a hammer, everything's a nail. What I have to do is remember before you were a policeman and you didn't know these things, but now you do. Mm-hmm. What did you think then? So what is a criminal going to do? We watch movies like Die Hard where you have mercenaries in the building, and we expect that the bad guy that's just trying to get away is going to act like that, but they're not. They're just trying to get away. They're hiding in these spots. They're not waiting to ambush you and things like that. So when we look at these things, what would a normal person do that, oh, no, I just shot somebody. I'm running back to my house. There's a body of water there. Probably going to throw it in the water. Well, where? Well, at that point, you look and you walk it. And there's places that you just really wouldn't. It's not planned so much as just off the cuff. You know, whatever they're thinking at the moment is what they're going to do. And you kind of work it there, especially when you don't have any other information, such as a witness, a video, anything like that. So your intelligence is a big part of it. And that's where we've started working with our agencies, that when we get on a scene to where we know there's no chance of survivability, somebody needs to go to the family and say, look, this is the thing. And what we need you to do is understand that we're not going to be doing a lot for a few minutes. We're going to sit and work and make sure our people can do the best job they can. And on the other side of that, that's very important, is this is an investigation of an unclassified death. So we want to make sure we get everything right as much as we are able to, because you can't go back and do it again mm-hmm. after you're done. So, and that could lead to some of these guys testifying in cases later. And if they see sloppy work here and not elsewhere, then you have a credibility problem. So we want to get it right every time as much as we're able to. Obviously, the water takes away certain things. And it's accepted that sometimes you get what you get, because it's not like going into a house and having a crime scene and everything is static. It's not. So being able to get the proper intelligence, the proper information as much as it can to put you in the right place, saves you from just throwing energy at a product that doesn't lead to anything. And some of those things would be like, more recently, we've had the C-Corps. And we've also had the little girl over in Florida, and you still got people diving and looking, and you had people during C-Corps looking at the land, when on C-Corps, the winds were blowing 20, 25 miles an hour out to sea. So if somebody drowned, or if somebody stayed alive long enough, where would they be going? The wind's going to blow them out to sea. And that's the sad reality of why so many weren't found. Mm-hmm. And then the little girl in Florida, 24 hours would be your max with the water as high as it is, but you're going to surface. Biology and everything's going to happen there, and then she's going to follow the sea, and a lot of people are throwing energy at this and sadly giving hope to the mother and the family that sooner or later they're still going to have to, just like everybody else, accept that what has happened. just like we do every day in our life, whether it's our own family members or whatever. But being able to get in there and make the best of it on what we can learn and know before we actually enter the water is a big deal, and it leads to success one way or the other.
I just want to get this before we let you go, before we run out of time, Mark, and that is, somebody texted this in, October 20th, 76, worst ferry disaster in the history of the United States occurred in St. Charles Parish. 77 lives were lost. That's when I think the boat was the George Prince Ferry, and it hit the Frost.
It was the Lulu Desterham Ferry, yes.
It hit the Frost, I think, was the name of the boat. Was that it? Or
yep.
Yeah. So somebody texted and said, given that, are we far too complacent when it comes to riding the ferries? Because I always, you know, get out. I notice where the life preservers are. Get out of the car, notice where the life preservers are. Because you never know. And I just wonder, when I see people sitting in there taking a nap in their car or watching on their cell phones or whatever, this person wanted to know if we were given, people are being a little too complacent when they ride the ferry boat.
I think everybody ought to have an escape plan just because.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually keep a couple of life jackets in my truck just because. But if you open your life jacket up in your truck, you might not get out. So you have to have a plan that when you see this thing taking on water, you get in. But at the end of the day, we have things that we didn't have back then. One, if it's super foggy, they shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, if it's a little foggy, we have radar. We have a system, I believe it's called AIS, to where everybody can see the other commercial vessels on the river. And there's actually apps you can go to and look at that. So we are in a better place than we were in the 1970s as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I cross that river, and it's usually down in Plaquemines, I'm always looking for, where am I going to go? And if I have to hit the water, how am I going to get it to the shore? Which leads to, you can swim in the Mississippi River. It's dumb if you're doing it for fun, or maybe not. But you have to run that flow and let it take you and swim with the flow and move through it as you go down it. And sadly, most people will try to swim against it, and our life jackets, as you said before, will cause us to go under because it's not made to keep us up with that much push. Unless it's kind of like swimming out of a riptide. You know, there's a way you can get out of it, but if you don't, it's going to get you.
Very interesting.
I don't think it's that much more dangerous. I think, if anything, it's safer, but everybody ought to have an escape plan because it does happen.
Yep, I agree with you there completely. On airplanes, same thing. Listen to directions. Thank you, Mark. Very interesting. Mark Michu, founder and operator of Southeast Louisiana Underwater Search and Recovery. Speaking of the river, we'll stay on top of it. Talk to Debbie Bresler when we come back to talk about Go Forth on the River, July 4th coming up, 9:44, 16 till 10. Traffic now, WWL.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.